ਉਹਨਾਂ ਲਈ ਕੀ ਮਾਣਾ ਰੱਖਦਾ ਔਰ ਉਸਦੇ ਬਾਰੇ ਗੱਲਬਾਤ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ। ਹੰਨਾ, ਥੈਂਕਸ ਫੋਰ ਜੁਆਇਨਿੰਗ ਮੀ।
ਥੈਂਕ ਯੂ ਫੋਰ ਇਨਵਾਈਟਿੰਗ ਮੀ।
ਐਨੀ ਟਾਈਮ। ਸੋ ਹੰਨਾ, ਯੂਅਰ ਫਸਟ ਰਿਐਕਸ਼ਨ ਟੂ ਦੀ ਰੈਜ਼ਿਗਨੇਸ਼ਨ ਆਫ ਸੇਲੀਨਾ ਰੋਬਿਨਸਨ?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's overdue. She should have been dismissed long time ago. And also, you know, the double standard shows when it comes to, you know, white people and brown people or non-white people, like what they did with Sara Jama that we talked about previously in one of your shows.
Right.
So they just dismissed Sara Jama immediately, and, you know, she was reprimanded. The way they dealt with this woman, they want to educate her, and they don't want to alienate her, and they, you know, all that nonsense that Mr. Abiy talked about at the press conference. And, you know, there is a few things I'd like to talk about his press conference.
Mm-hmm.
First, he said he connected or he had contacts with the people that were affected by it. I'm telling you, he didn't contact us as Palestinians.
Mm-hmm.
He contacted just the Muslim Islamic basically organizations and Islamic leaders. And he also said he contacted some of the indigenous people, which is good because their struggle is similar to ours. But he never contacted us as Palestinians, and he knows our address, he knows our website, he knows everything, but he chose not to contact the people directly affected, because the Muslims are not directly affected. And it's stereotyping to claim that Palestinians are Muslims, you know.
Right.
For example, I'm the chairperson of Canada Palestine Association. I'm not a Muslim. I'm a Christian.
100%.
So, you know, to try to show that the conflict there is between Muslims and Jews is, you know, ignorant. You know, the same ignorance that this woman showed, Selina
Robinson. Yeah.
She showed total ignorance, and we could talk a bit about what she said, because, you know, total ignorance, let me deal with that, and maybe we could talk a bit more about Abiy later on, about how in his press conference he not just stereotyped the Palestinians, he stereotyped the Jews, you know.
Right.
Again, maybe I should finish with that, because he claimed that she represents the Jewish community, which is nonsense. He's conflating what Israel does with the Jewish people. And again, this promotes anti-Semitism. I explained that previously in your show, that basically if you equate Jews with what Israel is doing, you are promoting anti-Semitism, because you're putting all the ills of what Israel doing and the genocide is carrying against the Palestinians on the shoulder of the Jews, which really promotes anti-Semitism, because, you know, she doesn't represent the Jewish people.
Right.
She represents certain sector in the Jewish community that is Zionist and pro-Israel.
Hmm.
So, you know, to claim she represents the Jewish people is really outrageous. And it is not, you know, he needs to educate himself a bit also, Mr. Abiy, because, you know, he conflating Jews with Zionism, he conflating Palestinians with Muslims, you know,
right,
which is, again, outrageous. But if you like, I could talk about why she was, you know, it doesn't deserve not to be a minister of education.
Please do tell us more about it. Yeah, please do tell us more about it, about her statement.
Yeah, if, you know, they what she said basically, that they, she meaning these young people, don't even understand that Israel was offered to the Jews who were displaced. They don't understand that it was a crappy piece of land with nothing on it. There were several hundred thousand people, but other than that, it didn't produce an economy. It couldn't grow things. It didn't have anything on it, you know, which is total nonsense, you know, total nonsense. And it's the logic of the colonialists, the settler colonialists and the supremacists, really. Because, you know, for your information, just let's take two examples, I mean, from history. Palestine was part of the Fertile Crescent, you know, which is Syria, Iraq, and Palestine. It used to be called the Fertile Crescent.
Right.
To say it grew nothing is nonsense. You know, just I'll give you an example. Yeah. Now there are 10 million olive trees in Palestine. You know, 1 million of them were uprooted by the Israeli government. 10 million, aside from the citrus fruits, aside from the apple trees, aside from the apricot trees, aside from the fig trees. You know, every house had a tree, all sorts of trees on it. To claim it grew nothing is really not just ignorance, it's slanderous to the Palestinian people. So, you know, also, you know, that area is called the cradle of civilization.
Right.
You know, to have a cradle of civilization that has nothing on it is nonsense, you know.
Right.
So the whole thing is ignorance, right. Total ignorance of not just geography, but also of history and of mankind. But again, she looks at it from a supremacist way, that we, the Zionists, the pro-Israeli Zionists, built that land. Actually, at least she's admitting there were 100,000 people there. Before, they used to say it was a land without people, you know. So that's a bit more progressive than what the Zionist slogan that said, a land without people for a people without land.
Right.
You know, also, you know, she said that Israel was offered to the Jews who were displaced. You know, who offered Israel to the Jews? It's like me saying, I'm going to offer your house, Gorbit, for someone else. You know, I mean, it's ridiculous. How can I do that, you know? And the ones who offered it was the British. In the Balfour Declaration in 1917, 20 years before the displacement of the Jews from Europe.
Right.
So her history, her facts are nonsense, you know, because to say that it was offered to the Jews who were displaced, she means the ones who were displaced from the Second World War.
Right.
That's what she means. But that was offered 20 years before with the Balfour Declaration in 1917. So it's really something, you know, in one sentence, She had all sorts of, you know, factual errors, you know, in just one sentence, you know. It amazes me how such a minister of higher education could be a minister even, could be a teacher even, let alone a minister,
right.
You know. So I'm really outraged. And again, as I told you, you know, it's good that they decided to sack her because, you know, he claims that he discussed it with her, and she's going to educate herself,
right.
You know. But with such people, how can you even talk to, you
right.
know, how with such people, how can you dialogue with such so much ignorance?
Right.
You know, I'm sorry, Gorpreet, I'm really upset, but that's the situation, and what makes it worse,
no, I understand.
This minister doesn't really... Even, you know, he's looking for his career, basically,
right.
Because he knows the Muslims have the voting power. He goes to them, you know, and our Palestinian community is not really well organized, and it's not large in numbers. Although we have lots of allies and supporters, but still he doesn't think it's worthwhile for him to contact us and talk about what happened, because she didn't really. I mean, the Muslims in Philippines has nothing to do with what she said, you know, or the Muslims in Indonesia or Sri Lanka or anywhere in the world has nothing to do with what she said. So the people who he should talk with, and he should get educated from them, is the Palestinian people, because he's ignorant, as I told you. He's ignorant about many things, including, you know, equating Palestinians with Muslims. I mean, for his information, in Palestine, one-third of the population were Christians.
Right.
Now they don't amount to more than 5%, but before the invasion of the Zionist invasion, there were one third. Just I give you an example, in Chile only itself, there is 500,000 Palestinians in Chile, just in Chile. So, I mean, he should educate himself before educating her, you know, and it's not the first time he betrayed us. He betrayed us on the wine when he won't, take the Israeli wines from BC liquor stores. We asked him, we've been campaigning for 15 years, for God's sake, for him, because it is an occupied territory. It's a stolen wine, stolen product. It's against United Nations resolution. It's against NDP resolutions, for God's sake, that this wine shouldn't be on the liquor store. And, you know, when what happened in Russia, when Russia invaded Ukraine, he took the Russian vodka from the shelves in 2 days.
Right.
We've been campaigning for 15 days. For 15 years for him to take them, because it's illegal to have wine there. Mm. But you know what he told us? He told us it's a customer choice.
Mm.
But when it came to Russia, it wasn't a customer choice.
Mm.
So he is, you know, he doesn't understand anything of the situation in the Middle East. Our people there, when they rose up, against Israeli occupation, like what happened on October 7th, it wasn't really directed against the Jews. It was directed against Israeli soldiers who besieged Gaza for 17 years. No food, no medicine, no water, no electricity. You know, what do you expect from such people in a concentration camp to do? Throw flowers at you or rice at you? I mean, he still doesn't understand that what we are doing is struggle for national liberation, and that's what the Palestinians doing in Gaza and in the West Bank too. The West Bank, they killed at least 300 people in cold blood. You know, although West Bank doesn't have much of Hamas there. You know, they claim it's between Hamas and Israel, but it's not. You know, it's between Israeli occupation and the Palestinian people who've been occupied for the last 75 years.
Right.
You know, and this is the origin of the situation, is the Zionist settler colonialist ideology that created Israel, which is clearly, by definition, is racist and supremacist.
Right.
And that's why they get away with genocide. And the genocide didn't start with October 2023. The genocide started in 1947-48.
Right. Well, Hanna, it was nice talking to you. Thank you so much for your time. It's a developing story. We would love to have you on air again. But is there anything I didn't ask you before I let you go?
No, thanks. I would like to thank all our supporters from every sector in the Canadian society that came out and initiating, not just came out to support the Palestinian struggle, but initiating events by themselves without us even asking them to do, all across the province of BC and all across Canada. I really thank them, and we are heartened with all the support we are getting from the community in BC and in Canada in general. Thank you,
Hanna. Talk to you again. Bye for now. ਦੋਸਤੋ, ਆ ਸੀ ਹੰਨਾ ਕਾਬੂ ਸਾਡੇ ਪ੍ਰੋਗਰਾਮ ਦੇ ਖਾਸ ਮਹਿਮਾਨ, ਜਿਹੜੇ ਕਿ ਫਲਸਤੀਨ ਪੱਖੀ ਕਾਰਕੁਨ ਨੇ, ਜੋ ਸਰੀਨਾ ਰੌਬਿਨਸਨ ਨੇ ਅਸਤੀਫਾ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਉਸਦੇ ਬਾਰੇ ਸਮੀਖਿਆ ਕਰ ਰਹੇ ਸੀ ਸੁਰੇਸ਼ ਜੀ ਦਾ।